Hello, beautiful people. It is time. It is time indeed. And if you don't know what time it is, you don't know how to read. Woo! That rhymed. Okay. So, scratch what I just said because I already hate myself for it, but I'm not going to restart this recording. So, last recording, I asked people to ask me questions, for me to give advice on, and, side note, I am no professional. I sometimes I don't know how to help, but I do try my best because I like to help others and know that what they're going through can be helped and you can keep going. Okay, so anyway, I'm gonna be answering some things that you guys sent me, and I thank you for sending me things. I am so honored to help. And of course, I'm not going to ever say a username or put anyone on blast, quotation marks. So, I promise. And I guess I should start now with this one person, and I think I will just paraphrase everything. Okay, so this is kind of awkward, so I'll just say it. My family thinks I'm gay. Not that there's anything wrong with being gay, it's just that I'm definitely not gay. Then he says that he's been confronting four different family members have confronted him, asking him if he was gay, so they're completely concerned and asking him, and he doesn't know what to do because he doesn't know if he's giving off a gay vibe, and he doesn't know how people will think of him. How people think of him now, because he's definitely not gay, but he is into, clothes and fashion, and likes to groom himself, which is nothing wrong at all. I feel that's totally fine. I know these aren't normal gay or guy things, but I've never thought of them as being overly gay either. It's kind of getting to him, and he'll be sitting in class, and if his family thinks he's gay, don't those other people think he's gay as well? I don't know how to prove that I'm straight. I'm not gonna change how I dress. You shouldn't, okay? And yada yada yada. He doesn't know if he'll ever find a girlfriend. Wait, what? The only solution that comes to mind is to find a girlfriend. Oh. I'm sure you could find a girlfriend. Okay. Yeah, he thinks that maybe if he finds a girlfriend that people will think that he's automatically straight, or if he leaves up porn on his computer and purposely leaves the room with his door open or something. Okay, so he's asking, I'd love to get a girl's opinion on this. Is this a turnoff for girls when guys care too much about his appearance, or is it too metrosexual as opposed to being a manly man? Okay, that's it. Thanks for reading this shitty letter. It's not shitty, okay? I just had trouble reading because I always have trouble reading. Okay. So, I feel like, in my opinion, that has your interest in fashion and clothes and grooming yourself is awesome. It does not matter to girls. I feel like girls would love that, because sometimes girls are into fashion as well, and I feel like if you guys have that similar interest, then it's amazing. And don't worry about other people thinking you're gay, because you're not. So that's all that matters. As long as, like, you know the truth, other people will eventually just get over it. And I know that a girl will see you and be like, wow, that guy has amazing style. I need to talk to him right now. So just don't even worry about it. Stay you. Do not change. I like that you're not going to change. And just keep doing you, because it doesn't even matter. They're going to eventually get used to it. And you're just going to have to stay true to yourself, and that's all you can really do. And I really respect that. That is awesome. And, yeah, just don't even worry about it. Don't try to get a girlfriend just to show people. I'm sure that girls will eventually come to you and be like, man, those are some nice jeans. Okay. But seriously, that's awesome, and don't even worry about it. Just, like I said, don't change. You're fine. Hopefully that kind of helps. Okay, so next, this next guy, or girl, guy. Yeah, okay, I'm in my second year of college, same, and honestly don't know how I've gotten this far. It's not that I'm stupid or anything, it's just that I feel as if I had gotten lucky throughout my whole school career. I'm only 19, so I've gotten this whole you are young thing, but I feel like I'm running out of time. What should I do? Two biggest fears are failing your parents and, your two biggest fears are the future and failing your parents. Okay. And what should you do? Okay, so I'm kind of in the same situation. I'm in my second year of college, and I've not declared a major. And if you don't know what that means, here in America, I think that's everywhere. I mean, I guess. Usually your first 2 years of school, or college, I mean, are general education. You take general classes, and then after that, you move on to your major classes. So it's about time where I declare a major, but I have no idea. I'm trying to make up my mind, but I've not done so yet. So what I'm doing, this is great, that I feel the same for you. I feel like I go with your gut. Just if you feel like you're getting lucky, then maybe you'll get lucky your whole life. I'm just kidding, but actually, keep going. That means you're doing something right. You're not just getting lucky, you're doing something, and I feel like if you just keep going, then everything will fall into place. And don't worry about the future, because it'll ruin you. And I feel like if you live life at least like a day at a time, or a month at a time, whatever, just give yourself little goals and work up towards a big one. So let's say you want to be an engineer building cars, right? Then you work towards that. Right now, if you're taking classes that have nothing to do with it, take these classes for now and then work your way into it. So take like an intro to engineering class or something. Just ease your way into something that you like, and eventually you'll find something. Don't worry about the future again and failing your parents, because your parents will be proud of you no matter what school choice you make, or life choice, whatever. Yeah, so let's see. Yeah, you're fine, you're doing well. We are 19, and we are young, but as long as we do our best in what we are doing right now, then everything will fall into place, like I said. And now I'm repeating myself, so I hope you find out what you want to do. Just think of what makes you really happy, and you can make that into a living. If you like video games, you could make video games. And if you like computers, you could be a computer engineer, or if you like the softwares of it, you could be a software engineer. You could do anything you want, and you shouldn't stress about it, because you should be excited, and I'm sure you'll find something. So, that's how I feel about that. Okay. I hope you find yourself. Like I should find myself as well. Okay, so, next. Thank you for that, anyway. By the way, I mean. Okay. Okay, so this is from, a person. I was gonna say the name. That'd be bad. Okay, so first of all, I really like your post. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, so this person has a problem with starting a conversation with people or keeping the conversation going. they're not afraid to talk, but in the moment they can't come up with new topics and keep the conversation going in person. They need advice on how to start or improve small talk / conversations. And, yeah, okay, so I felt that way as well for a long time of my life. For a long period of my life? For a long... okay. And I... Okay, so let's say you see someone... Okay, so this happened to me as well. So I went to a store to grab some groceries, and I ran into someone that I used to go to school with, and of course, well, she worked there, so I had to say hi because she saw me, and I didn't want to just, you know, ignore her. So I'm like, okay, I gotta say hi. And then I said hello. I was never a really good friend of hers, but I did ask her how she was doing, and I knew, and okay, so you have to find certain interests or certain similar things or interests that you know that you both had before. Like, let's say, I don't know if this makes sense, but let's say, okay, I asked her if she still went to my school because she went to my school the last time I checked, and she said no, and she was telling what happened, and I would ask her about that, and then she would respond. And I feel like if you just, I don't know, you have to find things that are around you that, let's say you see someone at a baseball game, I'm just making something up, then you ask, who are you rooting for, or like, have you always liked baseball, are you here with someone, just, I don't know, find something similar, you know, something around you that you can spark up a conversation about, or something mutual that you had before, as like working together, going to school together, or stuff like that. Or if you like their shirt, be like, wow, I like that shirt. Or if there's like a band on that shirt or a music artist that you see, you'd be like, wow, what's your favorite album of them, you know? Okay, so I hope you understand what I'm, where I'm coming from. And, yeah, so I hope that helps. It's really, you just have to, just practice. And, eventually as you grow older, you'll find it easier. And because, yeah, I was very awkward as a child. I'm still awkward, but less awkward. And yeah, yeah. So, just keep going, keep going. You're doing great. Okay, so this next person, says, soon I will have a barrage. I've never heard that word in my life. Barrage. Is that like a lot? Okay, I'll Google it later. Soon I will have a barrage of midterms, and I'm terrible at taking study breaks. If anything, I barely take breaks when studying for exams, and it all leads to overstudying and a lot of freaking stress. I know, man. So tips on what kind of stuff can you do for study breaks? Something to help step back from studying for a little bit and reduce the stress. Okay. So I feel for you as well. I just took a midterm today. So, okay, so what I did to study for this midterm, I started on Friday. Today is Monday. I took it, so the midterm's on Monday. So this weekend, I started on Friday. I did a little bit. I worked on one or two questions of the midterm. The midterm had three questions, and you had to put write essays. So I started with two, but you can start with one as well, or one for now. Sorry, my throat is not okay. Okay, so basically all you have to do is break it up. Break up all of the things that you need to do. So, okay, first you should probably think about or make a list. Making a list seems easier. So make a list of all the things that you need to study for. And then you could spread it out throughout your week or weekend, however long that you have to study. So, if you have a midterm on Monday, then you could do one question on Friday, and then another one on Saturday, and then the least amount on Sunday, so you have enough sleep and rest for the next day. Because cramming the night before does not help very much. I feel like if you study little by little throughout the week, and then the last day before the test you rest it out and just get your thoughts together and clear your mind, that day, that morning you take the test or whatever afternoon, you will feel so refreshed and so happy you spread out all that work, because then you'll feel amazing. So, yeah, that's how you take study breaks. All you have to do is break it up, like literally break up the work. And so if you do a little bit on Wednesday, then you could take the rest of Wednesday and a little bit of Thursday off. Thursday night, you do a little bit more. You take the rest of Thursday and a little Friday off. Friday night, Saturday, and then leave Sunday for the least amount of studying, or at least summarize, or skim through all your notes and stuff, and try not to do as much on Sunday so you can sleep. So I hope that helps, but that's what I do, and I feel like that really, it really takes the weight off my shoulders a little bit, because I'm not cramming and crying on Sunday thinking about the test. So that's what I do, and hopefully you can try that out, because it actually really helps. So this next person, I think this is the last person. Yeah, okay, so last person is asking, I've recently been getting out of a dark place this past few weeks. What do you do to keep yourself going? Although I'm in a better state than I was last week, I'm still not in the clear. I'm really in touch with my emotions, but sometimes I think it makes it worse. Okay, I'm sorry. I know, it's so tough. It is so, okay, this is what I do. If I'm in a dark place, or feeling sad, or lonely, I try to take my mind off it. I keep myself busy. I try to maybe make plans outside, or watch a lot of TV, like Netflix movies or whatever. I don't have the attention span for that. So I more leave the house, or just walk around, and or go somewhere pretty. If you go somewhere like a beach or like a lake or the mountains or something, and then you just sit there and just watch all the pretty things fly around or the sky, then you'll see that there's more to life than what you're going through, and you'll just feel so relaxed and carefree for that moment. Of course, when you go home and you're all alone, you'll feel it again, but you know that, you kind of get that sense of peace when you keep yourself busy, and eventually it will slowly die down, because as time goes on, it kind of fixes things for the most part. And I'm happy that you're better than you were last week. That means something, you're doing something right. And just keep going. What I do, I don't know. I go out, or I do something for other people, or I just completely forget the problem. if it's a problem that you have to face, then face it as much as you can to just completely get it over with. And, I don't know exactly what you're going through, but if you message me, I will definitely walk you through it, I guess, because I can't really I don't know what to say other than just please keep going. I don't know. Family keeps me going. I have a very few close friends, so they keep me going. You just have to keep trying and know what you're living for, I guess. And I live for pretty skies and beautiful beaches, and yeah. Okay, so, guys, this was tough, but I hope I helped some, at least one of the people in this audio. Just know that I care. I do. It's so weird, but I care. And, it's not weird. It's awesome. And I hope you guys are going to get through whatever you are going through. And, yeah. Okay. If you want to send me any more advice, if you haven't already, or if you want to send me more if you have already, then be sure to message me, and I will definitely try my best, as I do want you to feel better. Okay, so, I don't know how long this... Wow, this was... Oh, God, this was so long. Okay, I hope you liked it, and let me know what you think, because I'm kind of on the edge of glory here. Okay, I'm gonna go. Good night, and goodbye.